$25 a day,
$25.
Right?
It might be 25. I thought it might be 15. 15 to 25.
Okay, so I was exaggerating. It's 15.
That doesn't buy the gas from Lockwood anymore.
Yeah, we know all that. It's yes, but it's part of the system that is when you look at the amount of cases. When I go to district court, we still go to district court once a month, and the judges, you know, generally you used to see one case, two cases a month. And, you know, now you're seeing in the area of criminal cases, it's been up to, at times, maybe six. Yes, which is, it doesn't sound like much, but it is for our county that really haven't had that, you know, that don't have a lot of residents. But local crime versus crime in the county, not all crime is committed by the locals, which is a good thing. But we also have people coming in and driving through, just all sorts of things that end up in our jurisdiction.
Well, there's an interesting challenge that lies ahead. Thank you for the update.
Yes, it is a challenge.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that.
And one additional benefit, Commissioner, is that this is the same system that is used by the district court in Carson City. And as we know, the judges have concerns over security in this courtroom and in the courthouse, based on modern security protocols, such that more controversial cases would be moved from Virginia City to Carson City, but would still be with the Story County jury. And we are able to seamlessly, if we go with this product, we would be able to seamlessly manage our juries in Carson City under the same system.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, any questions?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, thank you for that update, Jim. Thank you, DA Langer. How about Planning Commission, Kathy Canfield?
Good morning. So Kathy Canfield. Just to reiterate what Austin had said, our next master plan meeting will be with the Virginia City Gold Hill community, and it will be at the Senior Center next Thursday evening, starting at 5:30. We did have our master plan meeting with the Mark Twain community this past Thursday. One of the topics that we did talk about was the cluster mailboxes that had been brought up to county staff at a past meeting. As many of you are aware, the people that were attending this meeting weren't interested in that. So I think staff is going to be looking into that a little bit longer and trying to find a better way to reach out to the community as a whole to see where they're all sitting, not just the people that are attending the meetings. So other than that, I have other items later on the agenda. Thanks.
Thank you, Kathy.
Quick question.
Oh, yes.
What's driving the desire to have the mailboxes as opposed to today? The county and Mark Twain is getting individual mail delivered to their individual boxes at their homes, correct?
Yes, although there are some areas where the mailboxes are clustered together. So there's like a row of individual mailboxes.
So you're thinking about clustering the community's mailboxes, kind of like the Highlands?
That is what we heard from past meetings with the community, that they were interested in that. They were concerned with people shooting at the mailboxes and people mail disappearing from the mailboxes and things like that. So we brought up the topic of cluster mailboxes. And at the previous meetings, that's what the group that had attended those meetings were interested in. As we saw at this past meeting, the people that were attending that meeting were not interested in that at all. So I think we need to do a little bit more reaching out to that community to find out what their real problems are and seeing what the post office can do and then what the county can do to help.
Is the post office requesting the cluster?
I don't believe that's where this idea came from, no.
I've had quite a lot of feedback out of the community that they really, really are not embracing the idea of clustering the mail. They like to have their delivery at home. So I'm seeing more of that than the other, but
I think we don't want to. I'm sorry, but we don't want to push anything on them that they're not wanting. We were just reacting to what we'd previously heard. So now we're hearing maybe there's another group that is not interested. Well, I think, like I said, we'll try to figure out a way to reach out to everybody and get everybody's opinion and kind of take it from
maybe
there.
Maybe a bit more polling of some kind. I don't see a consensus on that.
Right.
For my chair today.
Right. Okay.
Thank you, Kathy. Is there anybody that I have missed that needs to do an update, whether you're on Zoom or in person? Any nonprofits? Any departments? No action on Zoom, Jim? All right. Then we're going to move right along to item number 7. I want to thank staff for all your updates. Item number 7 is board comment. I'm going to start off to my left. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments for us today?
Nothing additional, thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you. I don't think I have any comments today.
Okay. And I don't have any comments either today. So that is a good thing. On to item number 8, this is discussion for possible action. Discussion, presentation, and consideration for possible approval of a 3-year contract between Story County and NeoGov for a cloud-based human resource management suite for recruitment and onboarding process not to exceed $43,855.20 over the term of the contract. Randy, are you taking this?
Okay, so the HR department has been looking for ways to automate our systems and move away from our archaic ways of recruitment and onboarding. We have looked into several different things, and we have come to NeoGov. They are great for public employment, and using this program will make our application process more mobile friendly, reducing the length of time for hiring processes. Onboarding times will be cut in half. New employees will be able to complete some of their orientation paperwork at home instead of having to wait to come into the office. It's just going to be a great program. I have Wesley Taylor on the line, and he'll be showing you a brief presentation of what this is going to do for the county.
Hi, are you able to hear me all right?
Yep.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate you guys letting me present here this morning. So my name is Wesley Taylor, and I'm representing NeoGov, which is the leading provider of comprehensive human capital management solutions for the public sector. So we work with over 7,000 government agencies across the country, 22 of which are within the state of Nevada. And I'm here to talk to you about how Story County can leverage our recruitment software, similar to what Brandy was just mentioning. So one, it's going to help set you up and establish you as an employer of choice within the state. You're also going to be able to recruit and retain your talent, increase operational efficiency, and also make more data-informed decisions. So what is included will be broken out into 3 categories. So one is going to be around advertising with government jobs. The other will be a more efficient and structured hiring process with our applicant tracking system, and then a streamlined and engaging onboarding experience. So government jobs, what is government jobs? Governmentjobs.com is the largest public sector job board with over 20 million job seeker profiles. So not only will you be able to expand your reach for your vacancies there at the county, but you're also going to be able to find more qualified candidates. And that is 67% more effective than, say, LinkedIn for the public sector. So you're also going to be able to target younger workforce by allowing them to apply online from their desktop or from their mobile device. And they're also going to be able to utilize the platform to coordinate those interviews or tests that are part of that hiring workflow. And then I have a screenshot there, which is what it would look like for an applicant to not only view all of the job postings there on your website, but also apply for the county. So you'll see that job descriptions carrying over, as well as any sort of like benefits that might be tied to that role. And it's going to be very user-friendly. Like I mentioned, the job information carries over, and it's going to help differentiate the county from other employers by adding in like the appropriate descriptions. You can embed videos as well as images for what it might be like working for the county. And then from there, I have some testimonials here from San Luis County, San Luis Obispo County, somewhat remote county in California, where they were able to double their applicants after just posting on government jobs alone. So just casting that wider net. And then from there, Insight is going to be the applicant tracking part of the recruitment module that will help the HR department as well as hiring managers or department heads. It's going to help automate their current manual tasks, that current applications and paper forms. It's also going to help improve the screening of the applicants, scoring those candidates, and also provide some analyzing some hiring metrics. And then through the advertising and automation, you're going to be able to see a reduction in that time to hire by prioritizing those most qualified candidates. And it's also going to bring yourself to the current times with the mobile-friendly job applications, and then just being able to push those applicants or candidates through background checks, and also keep them up to date through email notifications as well as text message updates. Applicants and managers will also have the visibility to know where they're at within the hiring process, so not spending so much time reaching out and coordinating those next steps, and also be able to filter out any sort of unqualified candidates. And then there's a screenshot of the applicant tracking dashboard. This is going to give you that status visibility for all of your open requisitions, jobs that are currently being open and advertised for, as well as any sort of like offers and hires that are currently in the pipeline. And then you'll also get some nice metrics around how job postings are trending, whether they're trending low based on your expected applicant volume, as well as trending high. And you can go ahead and one-off advertise for those positions. And then again, continuing on San Luis Obispo County, their testimonial was that they were able to reduce their time to hire for qualified candidates from 200 days to 90 days. So getting those qualified candidates in front of those managers early in that hiring workflow got them a significant reduction in that time to hire. And then the city of Toledo, they were able to get a 25% shorter time to hire for once those candidates were deemed qualified. And then just moving along into the onboarding part of the recruitment module, this would be the last component, just being able to help create a more streamlined, engaging onboarding as well as offboarding process for your employees. So all of that pre-employment paperwork is going to be able to be assigned to them and completed before their start date. And the benefit in that is employees can take their time, review like maybe their benefits information or those TAC documents at home with their family members so they can make better informed decisions. It's also going to create more organizational-wide consistency with more streamlined processes that every manager is easily able to follow. And it's also going to let everyone know when new hires are coming on board and maybe their roles and responsibility tied to them. And then this, I've also have a screenshot here of the onboarding dashboard. So this would be that welcoming message for a new hire, getting them acquainted with the county. It's going to create a lot more clarity around what's expected of them, as well as what needs to be completed in terms of that checklist of new hire paperwork. And all of this will be tied in with email reminders as well. And then just another testimonial here around the city of Temecula. They were able to reduce their onboarding time from 2 to 3 hours to 1 to 1.5. So they're able to cut that significantly, about 50%. So they're not spending so much time with HR on day one. They're going to be able to meet with their department and hit the ground running, essentially. And City of Port St. Lucie, same similar time savings, as well as the City of Lake Forest. So they were utilizing us for the applicant tracking as well as the onboarding and government jobs components, and they were able to see a 41% reduction in that time to hire. So really being able to recruit in a more efficient manner and being able to fill those seats to help save some money as well as overtime. So why NeoGov? So outside of being the number one public sector provider, like I mentioned, we work with over 7,000 agencies across all levels of public sector. We've been around for over 23 years. We built our systems to be tailored for the nuances of the government. So keeping up with those trends. And then as far as our community, so with all of that, we have a community of shared resources and network of thousands of HR peers and agencies like yourself that you can lean on for any sort of help with best practices. And then being a comprehensive and best-in-class solution that integrates with one another and giving you that unified experience for all employees. So some of the added benefits, that come with the system would be that unified dashboard and self-service for a very intuitive user experience for your employees and your managers. It's going to help centralize your HR systems and processes to get you with the current times. And then the analytics and reporting will help not only HR, but the county make more informed decisions, and it help create more streamlined recruitments and ultimately help that time to hire be reduced. And then how it's going to be successful and how we're going to get it deployed. For that implementation process, the support will include a project manager as well as an implementation consultant that'll be dedicated to simplify that setup and ensure a successful deployment by working closely with your team involved. And then any sort of ongoing support, we have a customer service line that's live, so they'll always be able to reach them via the phone or email. And then we also have a chat function that's 24/7. And then as far as helping with like best practices to ensure that the configuration, setup, and all that go live smooth and tailored to your agency's needs and workflows. So that is what I had to present. If there was any sort of like questions that any of you guys might have for me.
Thank you very much for that presentation. Brandy, is there anything you want to add before I ask my fellow commissioners if they have any questions?
Nope. No.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the gentleman on Zoom or Brandy?
I'm not entirely comfortable that we need to have a contract like this. I've been comfortable with our in-house hiring and the processes that we've followed during the past. So from a timing standpoint, I'm not sure that something of this level is necessary. It looks to me like it's a cost of something over $1,000 a month. But I'll defer to my other commissioners for input. I don't see the need currently, but that's just my personal position.
Right. Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any specific questions other than Brandy, maybe just talking about kind of where you think we're at right now as far as the workload on hiring and the efficiencies to be gained from this and where you see things going.
So right now, if you go anywhere to get a job, you can go online. You go to the state, you go online, you fill out an application, and you can apply for any job you want to. You don't have to. Right now, when somebody applies for a job here, they have to have a written application. They have to bring it to our office. I mean, it just limits our applicant pool completely. Then there's so much room for error with everything you have to enter into the computer and you have to walk through. There's just so much room for error for everything. With this system, everybody puts their information in and it just transfers over completely. We just click, let's go, let's go, let's go. We're going to hire this person, or no, we're not going to hire this person. There's ways to, for the hiring process, people won't even get to see who they're looking at. They don't get to see a name. They get to see their qualifications, and that's it. So you can't base it off of, oh, I know that person, so I'm going to hire them. This is all like, it's a perfect system, and it's great.
So you would advocate that we move that direction? You think that would be beneficial
yes.
to the county?
I think it will be phenomenal for the county to move in this direction.
Well, I'd certainly respect your approach to this thing.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Do you anticipate, there's some testimonials there. Do you anticipate that time savings would be kind of in the ballpark of, I mean, does that track with what it takes us as far as onboarding and these kind of things?
Yes. It's our process for onboarding is so time consuming with the applications that we have to look at and review and then interviewing and then the time it takes to get put into this system, this system, this system. This just is going to minimize everything for us.
How many new employees did you onboard last year? Say during this last year, how many?
How many new? In the past year, we are now up to 202 employees in the county, and that's like it's unheard of. Like our walls for hiring just never go away. We just constantly are bringing in new people. In the last year. I'm going to say in the last 2 years, we have onboarded over 100 people in the last 2 years. So,
well, I'm inclined to support, support her approach.
Thank you.
She's certainly going to know better than we are.
Yeah.
Anything else?
For sure. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah. Just my two cents. I mean, I work with Brandy, not very closely, but closely. The county has made a transition to, you know, spend $150,000 to digitize our archives, right? Bolster our website to make things available to the public online. Whether we want to hang on to, you know, the paper world or not, the reality is, I think this is just part of that process. We're you know, putting everything up in the cloud. I mean, folks now can look at our budget online if they wanted to. And to me, this is just a missing piece to that puzzle that, you know, especially with hiring, you know, and I've been on a few interview panels, and I know they've tried to get folks out there, but I'm actually a bit shocked that we still actually take a paper application. Mm-hmm. You know, most entities out there are digital applications. You can do it online, knock it out on your phone if you wanted to. So, you know, without going into too much detail, I fully support this project. You know, I understand that maybe there might be some hesitation, but I think just to keep in mind, HR has pretty much stayed where it's at for a decade. We haven't really added any staff. And I think the workload for HR is just getting heavier and heavier. You know, people always say the commissioners, you know, pretty much control what goes on in the county. But between the DA's office and HR, I think they're a close second, you know, as far as how this county operates. So for me, anything that we can do to lessen the load for HR has my support. So anyway, that's my two cents.
I'll certainly support that.
Fair enough. Is there any public? Go for it. I'm going to ask for public comments. So you can go first.
Okay. Austin Osborne, they're coming from HR originally, but I don't really need to say much. Chef Brandon has done already the presentation just fine. When we talk about the number of employees we have in the county, we have moved senior services from 501c3 over to the county. That's a group of folks that Brandon's talking about that had to be posted, onboarded, and gone through. The sheriff's office, if I'm right with the sheriff, 14 people have been hired recently just to get him where he already was budgeted. And a lot of this stuff we had talked about doing in 2011 and 2012. And I do want to commend Brandy for she finally had enough and she put it in the budget and it's been budgeted. And she said, we need to get this done. And this would be the first time that that office is actually fulfilling goals that are a decade old in getting ourselves automated, efficient, and proper. So thank you, Brandy, for this.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Gentlemen, are you ready to make a motion?
I have one additional question that came up for me.
Please.
It appears that the year one, there's some one-time setup costs, but it looks like the service itself is prorated, I'm assuming, for a partial year to align us with our fiscal year going forward. I noticed that the quote is based on an employee count of 125, and I'm just wondering if there's price impact, if that, to reflect reality, has to go up.
I'm going to defer to Wesley on that because we had chatted before about the costs, and I'm not sure if it's going to change now that it's...
No, that the cost that you guys are seeing in front of you today is the cost.
Great.
So that was just a thing on the ordering form that I can adjust for the appropriate employee count.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yes, but I have to scroll back through all
the 100 pages that.
Page 32.
All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the 3-year contract between Story County and NeoGov for a class.